TikTok isn't just about dance trends, music, and influencers. It's actually transforming how small businesses connect, grow, and ultimately thrive. This was actually a focus of a recent forum held by CBIA and also featured a TikTok executive. What's interesting is when I saw this come up this month, I actually thought about something that felt very apparent to me at home. Did you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year? I was astonished by how many commercial breaks were filled with local or just, you know, they were business owners, small business owners across the country. Could have, maybe some were from Connecticut, I don't know. But they were business owners talking about the impact and how to not be afraid of using platforms. Facebook was on there, but TikTok seemed to be one of the, I would say, the bigger platform that was being discussed. And there were a lot of commercials around this. I saw it during the Thanksgiving Day Parade. So it was interesting to see that this was a topic of discussion for local businesses here in Connecticut. Joining us now to talk more about this relationship between business growth and the use of social media, Danielle Cloud is here, CBIA Policy Director. And we also have John Moshos here from Elm Street Diner, who was in attendance with this. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it.
Yes, you're very welcome. Danielle, I want to start with you. What made CBIA want to focus on this and work with TikTok to talk about this more with local businesses in Connecticut?
Well, we were really excited when TikTok reached out to us to collaborate on this because it spotlights something that we already know, that small businesses are just the backbone of Connecticut's economy. And from this partnership, we've realized, and we want more people to realize, is that local and small businesses, it's critical for them to tap into social media platforms because it's really, it helps them grow. It helps the business and the brand grow. So we're really excited to highlight some of the businesses that are already doing that.
And it sounds like this is where you come in, John. It sounds like, are you guys using TikTok?
Yeah, absolutely. We're very active on the platform. It's been a huge, massive tool for us, driving business. It's been extremely popular, bringing in a whole different generation and demographic. And as we're closing in about a quarter of a million followers, and we've done that in a time frame that's about half the time that we it took us to achieve that number or even double on other platforms.
Okay. I have to ask you, though, John, how long have you had Elm Street Diner?
So our original, my family opened Elm Street Diner in Stamford since 1987. With, you know, the whole social media evolution and the whole foodie thing taking full force, you know, about a decade ago, we started getting really active. That has really helped drive our business, and it helped us get to a point where we were able, from demand, have an open another location. That we opened our location in Norwalk, Connecticut, in October of last year.
I mean, at first, John, again, and I knew you opened in the 80s. I was curious what your thoughts were when social media became, because there's still some, I'd say, skepticism to some degree, especially from small businesses. You know, do I get on social media? What would the impact be? Is this just a bunch of baloney?
Sure.
What was sort of your initial thought? And could you have ever imagined getting to the point that you are now? Which, by the way, Elm Street Diner, I've got to confess to you, John, I'm really glad that we're connecting personally. I'm selfishly saying this to you. I was born in Stamford, grew up in Stamford, and then spent most of my life in Fairfield. But I had never heard of Elm Street Diner until social media. I have to be honest with you.
Yeah,
that is,
no,
I'm being honest.
I appreciate that. And we also love to have you in. It's what we talked about. You know, I had a vision for kind of where I wanted the brand to go. You know, without these platforms, you're essentially a local neighborhood place. And if that's what you want and that's what you achieve to be, that's fine. But with these platforms, if you put the time and the consistency in, we're able to achieve becoming a local neighborhood place in Stamford that you yourself said you'd never heard of, to becoming a national and global brand. I have, you know, professional athletes reaching out to me, celebrities. We're recognized in other countries from what we've accomplished and what we've done on these social media platforms. So just to say that it's going to increase your business locally is an understatement. You can really kind of do what we did. You can take a local neighborhood family business and turn it into a national brand with potential, you know, expansion in different states and countries and cities. And that's kind of what our goal is. And it's just been incredible to see it evolve from where we started it with my parents to what it's become right now. And from people driving multiple hours, we've had people come from Australia. We've had people come from all parts of Europe. You know, half of our customer base on the weekends, our destination crowd, hey, I saw you, we're driving 2 hours to come see you. We're going to come again. It was incredible. It was totally worth it. It's totally worth the experience. And without these platforms, there's just no way to reach these people. Like back in the day, you'd say, hey, I know a great restaurant. You know, it's usually a local or neighborhood place, or if you really want to date ourselves, even the Yellow Pages. But with platforms like TikTok today, you can go viral with one post without having any amount of followers. It doesn't matter. And it could really transform your business overnight.
You guys do it well, let me tell you. Elm Street Diner, if you listening at home, if you don't follow them, you should.
Thank you.
You guys do it so well. And you know, I tip my hat to you because I think that you're a great example of it. I mean, Danielle, you could speak more to this. Obviously, we have Danielle Cloud here with CBIA. I mean, is this, would you say, a great, not only example, but does it, I don't want to say make your job easier, but I think it's a great way to really show those who are kind of spooked by it or really not sure of, why do I lean into this? Why would I press into social media, especially if you've got, you know, maybe an older generation that's running a business that's been around for generations, especially, you know, does Elm Street Diner, as just an example, really, I think, give a good, I'd say, reference point for CBIA to then get that message out to everybody across the state?
Yeah, I think that for so many small businesses, they can use TikTok as this really awesome discovery engine because it lets them reach new customers, not only like in Connecticut and on the local level or the state level, but nationwide. You get a much better reach when you're tapping into social media platforms like TikTok. And for us, we want these really awesome small businesses in Connecticut to be able to reach this potential of reaching people across state lines and get more customers and get more traction. So I think it's really great. I also have seen Elm Street Diner's TikToks, and that's my first, you know, impression of them is
right,
seeing them on TikTok.
Me too.
Yeah, and I'm
so good.
Yeah, and I'm Hartford County, so it's not super close to me, but I plan on making that trip down there just because of TikToks. Like, you guys have figured out the science on how to put out great content that gets really great traction, and the numbers tell you that. And so I think that a lot of small businesses should also, you know, be authentic with how they use TikTok the way that you do and some of the other panelists are doing it.
We are chatting now with Danielle Cloud, who is CBIA's policy director, but also getting local perspective on the impact of social media and business growth from John Moshos from Elm Street Diner, from, you know, originally right here in Stamford, but it has expanded recently to Norwalk. And I was just thinking about this during the commercial break, John. We got to connect. I have not been to Elm Street Diner yet, which is awful. I should be punished for that. But
we're waiting for you.
Here's what I'm thinking, because here's my problem, right? I've got the mom guilt thing. And like, when I do really fun things during the school day, I get slack from my second grader, and he's a huge milkshake crazy nuthead. So he would love going.
Right.
So I keep holding back on doing that. So I'm thinking, I'm sure you're going to be insane, but I'm gonna take a risk and say maybe over like the holiday break. I'm thinking
it's perfect time.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really busy time for us. It's great, but we have a lot of fun with a lot of people being off. So holiday season, when kids are off, is extremely popular and crowded time, but we're going to have a lot of fun holiday specials. We'll be doing great events and giveaways. So yeah, we can't wait to see you and have you, and just reach out to me and let me know when you're coming.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I will. And you're so kind. Your grace is amazing, because you're like, yeah, no, worst time ever, because we're super packed. But hey, yeah, let us know. But I appreciate
anytime.
Your
we
kindness.
Love to see you.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. That's already on the list of what, you know, we will certainly be doing over the holiday break. But I digress.
We'll make a TikTok together in the restaurant while you're there.
How's oh, that? John, now you're just tempting me with a good time, man. Are you kidding me? That sounds like a blast. All right. Done. Great. I'll have my people call your people. It'll be great. I'm very excited. You know, Danielle, I want to get perspective, because John, they cracked the code. They figured it out. Actually, I might start with you, John, and asking, how did you do that? How did you figure out what was going to work for Elm Street Diner?
Well, like I mentioned when we were having the panel, the discussion, first of all, it's a fun part of my job. What I really love to do. I joke, I've kind of become a content creator now. We're really busy as small business owners, especially now I have multiple restaurants. It does take a lot of time. For me, what I did mention is be authentic, be true to who you are. Don't put something else out there that you're not doing. Don't come in with a big camera crew, something elusive. You don't need those elaborate setups. Get your phone out, have some fun, but just be consistent. It really takes time, and just don't focus on the numbers and the views. You know, I was really consistent at it for a long time before we had anything that really hit, and I just continuously was consistent every day. Put some content out. This is what we do. This is where we're having fun. You know, one day I looked up. We had one video hit 25 million views. We've had multiple go viral since. So my advice, like I said, to everybody who's going to, enter into this, unknown platform, what's known as TikTok, is have fun, be true to who you are, your brand, be authentic. And at the end of the day, just be consistent. It takes time, but once, you get one hit viral, then you figure out what works, what doesn't work. It can continue on and it just can really take off for you.
What do you think about that, Danielle? I mean, obviously that worked for John and his team at Elm Street Diner. What are some of the things you want small businesses in general to be thinking about, especially if they're on the fence about going the TikTok or just the social media route in general?
Yeah, I think that my answer to that is inspired by some of the other local businesses that we spoke to on the panel. It's just you have to meet your customers where you are and don't be afraid to be creative or show your authentic self and who the people are behind your business. I think customers really connect with that on TikTok. In the last couple of years, TikTok as a platform has really transformed. I think that a lot of people still have it in their minds where it's a dancing app for younger people. I'm Gen Z and people think it's the app of my generation, but mm-hmm. It really has transformed. And, people like your grandparents or your parents are on the app too. And they're using it as a discovery tool. So you can just tap into people using it in that new way now and just show who you are, show the business, show the people behind it, like I said. So I think it can be unique to the business and the people you have, the panelists we had, they approach it in different ways. They have different strategies for marketing it and posting on their TikTok. So just try it out and be creative and don't be afraid of the app.
I was going to ask this, Danielle, because I'm not sure if CBIA has a take on this. So, and I'm going to be totally vulnerable right now. So don't judge me, John. I'm looking at you. Don't judge me. So I am a millennial, but I work in the news, and obviously I follow. Unfortunately, I have to follow some of the politics and some of the things that happen, from a crime prevention standpoint and ownership and all the things around TikTok. Okay, so to be totally honest with you. With this show in particular, I've never made a TikTok for Melissa in the Morning. I do, however, have an Instagram account for Melissa in the Morning. And I'm curious if you feel like TikTok is just better. I hate to say that, but is TikTok really where you're going to see the results of more followers, more engagement, more growth versus other platforms? Or do you still feel like there are others that compete pretty well with TikTok?
I think don't limit yourself when it comes to your social media strategy, when it comes to those platforms. John, I believe that you spoke about how you have Instagram and TikTok and how you've interacted with those two different platforms, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't necessarily compare them at all. To put in perspective, we have 750,000 social media followers on all our platforms right now. 250,000 of those are TikTok. So I've had people come in and say, and Danielle remembers this when I was on the panel saying this, hey, I found you on TikTok. And I said, well, how did you not find me on Instagram? We have 400,000 followers, totally different crowd, totally different customer base, totally different demographic. You can't compare one to the other. You can't say, hey, I'm going to focus on this. If you want to, that's fine. Even, you want to take it a step further. Even Facebook, we have 100,000 on there. You're saying, oh, that's for older people. But, hey, they have grandkids or they have kids too. Again, if you can have the time, put out something on every platform. TikTok's going to bring you a whole different customer base, and you just want really, bring in generations, of customers who are going to remember and see what you do, and, that continues for years to come.
Well, then maybe if I do open a TikTok account, maybe my very first one will have to be a collab with you. I think it just has to. If this is what changes my
Absolutely.
Decision, I'm just saying, John, if this is what changes my like archaic decision of do I get on TikTok, I don't know why it's taken me so long. I don't know why. But maybe you're the one that changes it. I don't know.
We'll make a monster Melissa milkshake.
Oh, wow. What? You can't promise things like that. You know, you just said that to 60,000 people. You can't make a milkshake named after me, John, and then not do it. Are you really going to make one? Are you kidding?
You come on by. We'll make something special and fun for you for sure.
John, I can't with you. Oh, my gosh. This has been such a fun and very enlightening, by the way. I have to give, you know, credit, obviously, to CBIA for, I think, you know, for partnering, obviously, with TikTok to talk to local businesses about this. And, John, I thank you so much for being so candid and sharing your experience with Elm Street Diner, but also bringing this beyond just the forum and sharing it here on WICC. I think it's really important and it's great insight for people to think about. So thank you both so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you for having us. I appreciate your time. It's a lot of fun, and we're really happy to really showcase what we do and have people visit our wonderful state as well.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you just letting us talk about it. We had a great panel, and I'm really excited to see where, you know, other businesses go with TikTok. So excited to see the future of TikTok in Connecticut.
Yeah, certainly. Danielle, I appreciate you. John, I appreciate you as well.